Police algorithm said Lena was at medium risk, then she was killed. Date modified colon 2025-04-19T22:5831.210Z. Description colon Spanish police use an algorithm to assess the risk of repeat domestic violence. Does it work? Comma dot, police algorithm said Lena was at medium risk. Then she was killed, 16 minutes ago, save, Linda Presley and Esperanza Escribano BBC News, save, family handout, Lena died at her home on February 9, 2025, in January, Lena went to the police. Her ex-partner had been threatening her at home in the Spanish seaside town of Benalmadena. That day, he'd allegedly raised his hand as if to hit her. There had been violent episodes, she was scared, Lena's cousin Daniel recalls. When she got to the police station, she was interviewed and her case registered with Viaga Copyright N, a digital tool which assesses the likelihood of a woman being attacked again by the same man. Viaga Copyright N, an algorithm-based system, asks 35 questions about the abuse and its intensity, the aggressor's access to weapons, his mental health and whether the woman has left, or is considering leaving, the relationship. It then records the threat to her as negligible, low, medium, high or extreme. The category is used to make decisions about the allocation of police resources to protect the woman. Lena was deemed to be at medium risk. She asked for a restraining order at a specialist gender violence court in Malaga, so that her ex-partner couldn't be in contact with her or share her living space. The request was denied. Lena wanted to change the locks at her home, so she could live peacefully with her children, says her cousin. 3 weeks later, she was dead. Her partner had allegedly used his key to enter her flat and soon the house was on fire. While her children, mother, and ex-partner all escaped, Lena didn't. Her 11-year-old son was widely reported as telling police it was his father who killed his mother. Lena's lifeless body was retrieved from the charred interior of her home. Her ex-partner, the father of her three youngest children, was arrested. Now, her death is raising questions about Viaga Copyright N and its ability to keep women safe in Spain. Lena's home after the fire, Viaga Copyright N didn't accurately predict the threat to Lena. As a woman designated at medium risk, the protocol is that she would be followed up again by a nominated police officer within 30 days. But Lena was dead before that. If she had been high risk, the police follow-up would have happened within a week. Could that have made a difference to Lena? Tools to evaluate the threat of repeat domestic violence are used in North America and across Europe. In the UK, some police forces use DARA, Domestic Abuse Risk Assessment, essentially a checklist. N-Dash, domestic abuse, stalking, harassment and honor-based violence assessment, may be employed by police or others, like social workers, to assess the risk of another attack. But only in Spain is an algorithm woven so tightly into police practice. Viaga Copyright N was developed by Spanish police and academics. It's used everywhere apart from the Basque Country and Catalonia. Those regions have separate systems, although police cooperation is nationwide. CH INSP Isabel Espejo believes Viaga Copyright N is an invaluable tool, the head of the National Police's Family and Women's Unit in Malaga. CH INSP Isabel Espejo describes Viaga Copyright N as super important. It helps us follow each victim's case very precisely, she says. Her officers deal with an average of 10 reports of gender violence a day. And every month, Viaga Copyright N classifies 9 or 10 women as being at extreme risk of repeat victimization. The resource implications in those cases are huge. 24-hour police protection for a woman until the circumstances change and the risk decreases. Women assessed as high risk may also get an officer escort. A 2014 study found that officers accepted Viaga Copyright N's evaluation of the likelihood of repeated abuse 95% of the time. Critics suggest police are abdicating decision-making about women's safety to an algorithm. CH INSP Espejo says that the algorithm's calculation of risk is usually adequate. But she recognizes, even though Lena's case wasn't under her command, that something went wrong with Lena's assessment. I'm not going to say Viagra copyright and doesn't fail, it does. But this wasn't the trigger that led to this woman's murder. The only guilty party is the person who killed Lena. Total security just doesn't exist, she says. But at medium risk, Lena was never a police priority. And did Lena's Viagra copyright and assessment have an impact on the court's decision to deny her a restraining order against her ex-partner? Judge Maria del Carmen Gusha copyright res sits in Malaga's gender violence court. Court authorities didn't give us permission to meet the judge who denied Lena an injunction against her ex-partner, a woman attacked on social media after Lena's death. Instead, another of Malaga's gender violence judges, Maria del Carmen Gusha copyright res, tells us in general terms that such an order needs two things: evidence of a crime and the threat of serious danger to the victim. Viagra copyright N is one element I use to assess that danger, but it's far from the only one, she says. Sometimes, the judge says, she makes restraining orders in cases where Viagra copyright N has assessed a woman as at negligible or low risk. On other occasions, she may conclude there's no danger to a woman deemed at medium or high risk of repeat victimization. Dr. Juan Jose Medina, a criminologist at the University of Seville, says Spain has a postcode lottery for women applying for restraining orders. Some jurisdictions are much more likely to grant them than others. But we don't know systematically how Viagra copyright N influences the courts, or the police, because studies haven't been done. How are police officers and other stakeholders using this tool, and how is it informing their decision-making? We don't have good answers, he says. Lena's image is reproduced on a poster against gender violence. Spain's Interior Ministry hasn't often allowed academics access to Viagra copyright NS data. And there hasn't been an independent audit of the algorithm. Gemma Galdon, the founder of Etica's, an organization working on the social and ethical impact of technology, says if you don't audit these systems, you won't know if they're actually delivering police protection to the right women. Examples of algorithmic bias elsewhere are well documented. In the US, analysis from 2016 of a recidivism tool found black defendants were more likely than their white peers to be incorrectly judged to be at higher risk of repeat offending. At the same time, white defendants were more likely than black defendants to be wrongly flagged as low risk. In 2018, Spain's Interior Ministry didn't give a green light to an Etica's proposal to conduct a confidential, pro bono, internal audit. So instead, Gemma Galdon and her colleagues decided to reverse engineer Viagra copyright and do an external audit. They used interviews with women survivors of domestic abuse and publicly available information, including data from the judiciary about women who, like Lena, had been killed. They found that between 2003 and 2021, 71 women murdered by their partners or ex-partners had previously reported domestic abuse to the police. Those recorded on the Viagra copyright N system were given risk levels of negligible or medium. What we'd like to know is, were those error rates that cannot be mitigated in any way? Or could we have done something to improve how these systems assign risk and protect those women better? Asks Gemma Galdon. Juan Jose Copyright López Osorio is convinced women are safer with Viagra copyright N, the head of gender violence research at Spain's Interior Ministry. Juan Jose Copyright López Osorio is dismissive of the Etica's investigation. It wasn't done with Viagra copyright N data. If you don't have access to the data, how can you interpret it? He says. And he is wary of an external audit, fearing it could compromise both the security of women whose cases are recorded and Viagra copyright NS procedures. What we know is that once a woman reports a man and she's under police protection, the probability of further violence is substantially lowered. We've no doubts about that, says López Osorio. Viagra copyright N has evolved since it was introduced in Spain. The questionnaire has been refined, and the negligible category of risk will soon be abolished. And even critics agree it makes sense to have a standardized system responding to gender violence. In Benal Medina, Lena's home has become a shrine. Flowers, candles and pictures of saints were left on the step. A small poster stuck on the wall declared, "Benal Medina says no to gender violence." The community fundraised for Lena's children. Her cousin, Daniel, says everyone's still reeling from news of her death. The family, it's destroyed, especially Lena's mother, he says. She's 82 years old. I don't think there's anything sadder than to have your daughter killed by an aggressor in a way that could have been avoided. The children are still in shock. They'll need a lot of psychological help. Domestic abuse, Spain crime.